Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Hardy moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressude hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Schilling scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Bressude moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the mound. Horland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Joe Horland. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Bressude applying the tag. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Baumann now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carrion trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Pagliarani who tags Carrion, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Smith moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Landis scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Raditz. Robinson scores. Hershberger scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schilling out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.